Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
That's one of the beautiful purposes of promises of God recorded in the scriptures for us. It's they're anchors for our soul when it's desperate and there's no hope, when it's, you know, as we say, it's midnight in a coal mine with a new moon. You know, there is no light anywhere. It's the scriptures that we go to. They're still in black and white. They're there for hope, for a promise to give us something to look forward to when there's nothing that we see around us in our circumstances that can give us hope. Knowing that the promising God stands behind his promises. He doesn't change. He is all-powerful. He will deliver on his promises. That gives us a chance to keep going.
Indeed. Well, if you would, Tom, give us some backstory, not only on your faith journey, how you came to Christ, but when you specifically started to really engage with God and his word in a way that where you're staking your life on it.
Yeah, I came to faith at the age of 21 as a third-year student in university, through a friend who shared a gospel booklet with me. This was shortly after the dinosaurs left the earth, so that was 1972. And so during the midst of what was then, what later became known as the Jesus Movement, 250,000 college students came to faith from 68 to about 76, 78 or so is where that began to wane, that movement of God. And I was one of those college students who came to faith in the midst of all that. And my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, Dana, who I've known since we were 11 years of age, have been in love since we were 16, juniors in high school. Dana, I came to faith. Dana rededicated her life to Christ, not being a growing Christian, dating me, obviously, a non-Christian. And we began to grow together. We're married. And it was then, after we were married, moved to graduate school in the Midwest. And it was there that we found the Navigators and began to see that the Word of God could really, truly be practically applied to our life. And it was through the influence of other friends in the Navigators that we began to understand this whole concept of promises and how to apply faith to promises, pray over promises, and see God do amazing things in and through your life of prayer that gave us hope and confidence that we were in touch with a living God who actually cared about his children, who would intervene in the lives of his children for very specific needs that we had.
Just amazing. Just the other day, I was reading from 1st or 2nd Peter. I've been kind of bouncing back and forth between those books, but the passage being, he's given us these very great and precious promises. Why? So that we can participate in the divine nature of Christ and escape the corruption of the world. I mean, there is something about the promises that defy the gravity of the sin and the weight of this world. And he gave them, they're ours for the taking. There's something about it that he's like, he's given us these so we can participate with him in the divine nature. I think we skim by that way too fast, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I agree completely. In 1 John 2:25, John states, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he says, "And this is what he has promised us, even eternal life." So the Christian life begins by applying faith to promises of God.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.